Proclamation number 7055, dated the March 4th, 1958. Spreading the gospel throughout the whole world. When your attention is repeatedly drawn to world events, you should recognize they're in the sequence of what had already been revealed to you a long time ago. You should recognize they're in the signs of the approaching end. And if your spirit is awakened, you'll know the time you are living in. And thus everything will come to pass as I proclaim to you through seers and prophets. There will be much grief amongst people, love will grow cold, it will be the way it was before the great flood, increased enjoyment of life, sinfulness and unbelief, everything will occur in such a way that people will consider it normal, and they will not consider it unusual, because all of their thoughts and endeavors will merely be of a worldly nature. But I told you that by the signs you will know when the end is near. And thus you should pay attention to the signs. You humans may well raise the objection that the earth has seen many such times by now, that the mentioned proclamations could have been expected at any time as a matter of course. You will also draw attention to the times of utmost unbelief and accursed human actions. But you forget that I have indicated that my gospel has to be spread throughout the whole world before the last appearance on this earth can take place, and you don't know what the proclamation of the gospel actually entails. You believe that this can only be done by people who take the information concerning the act of salvation and the divine teaching of love to wherever it is not yet known. The spreading of my gospel in this way is indeed a part of it as well, but I myself also make sure that said knowledge reaches people who have not yet been informed about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. But I impart this knowledge to them directly. I work through my spirit wherever people endeavor to live a life of love of their own accord. And this direct action takes place on a massive scale and often leads to greater success than with people who have already known of Jesus Christ for a long time and yet cannot be called Christians. First, the gospel has to be spread, and it will indeed be spread. It will be taken everywhere by my messengers of light, who are exceptionally active, especially in the last days, and who have embodied themselves all over the world for the purpose that they may now be useful vessels for me, into whom I can pour my spirit, who thus establish a link between me and those to whom the gospel shall be proclaimed. In fact, humanity would be badly off if it had to depend entirely on people as to if, when and how the proclamation of my gospel takes place. And yet their efforts would be in vain too if my spirit did not work there as well, so that spiritual awakenings happen first, which would subsequently also permit a direct action on my part. But I also think of those who will not be reached by the preachers of the gospel. And everywhere I myself descend to earth in the Word in order to help my living creations. However, this direct influence has never before occurred to this extent. And neither has it ever been acknowledged when I myself had filled a useful vessel for me with my spirit. Because my adversary constantly tried to extinguish the light, and people listened to him. But it was not yet the time of the end, when he will age exceptionally, and therefore I will also work extraordinarily in order to save the people. And thus love will be preached everywhere, spiritual awakenings will come about amongst all nations, but not through speakers alone, but through my messengers of love and light, who especially care for those who have no knowledge at all of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. And those people will always have a teacher amongst them, who, filled by my spirit, will speak and give them the information they need for the salvation of their souls. And the Spirit of Christ, who can now speak to them through the teacher, will reveal everything and remind them to live a life of love. And then they, too, will become enlightened. But even for this the time has yet to come, hence the hour of the end could not be expected sooner in spite of spiritual hardship and darkness. But you humans should observe what is taking place on Earth and then you will easily identify the time you live in. Because one day the future will become the present day, one day what I proclaimed to you long time ago will come to pass, one day the harvest will ripen and will have to be taken into the barns. And thus one day the cleaning process will have to happen, the old order will have to be restored again, the earth will have to be made suitable for its real purpose once more, to mature the souls of people. Amen.